Never look at your sin or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this hour of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Two luminaries in the alternative media, the new media, the real media. Two luminaries. That's Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Visit his website and pay really close attention to the alerts section in stevequayle.com. That's where I go first every morning. I, you know, bring that up. And then Dave Hodges. And folks, do yourself a favor. Go back and go article by article by article, page by page by page on Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com. Do that. And you're going to find just a great inventory of well-researched articles of stuff we're talking about tonight during this broadcast and bringing this all together today. This broadcast is an epic broadcast brought to you by Dave Hodges, basically saying, hey, you know what? Back in 2014, we had Steve was like incredible what he was saying, and I was part of it, and we were part of it, and it was an anointed broadcast, and that's exactly what we're having tonight. Before we get back to our fine guests, I want to point out that portion of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Minuteman Stove. If you don't have one of these, you need one, get one for a limited time. There's free shipping on Minuteman Rocket Stoves and Fire Starters. Look, folks, here's the deal. They become a sponsor of the Hagman and Hagman Report. It's MinutemanStove.com. And it just makes plain sense in these very rocky times in which we live to have a sustainable backup method to cook your storable food, okay, your food that you have stored. People don't think about this. A lot of times you think, well, that's all right, just throw it on the stove. Well, wait a second. Hey, you know what? You're not going to have, perhaps, that luxury. So what they did was they took an ammo can and they made modifications, reinforcements to this ammo can, and created this rocket stove. It's just a magnificent creation. It's been battle-tested here at the Hagman and Hagman studio by the likes of Eric the Tech, who actually just put it through its paces, and it's passed. It's a fantastic product, MinutemanStove.com. And, of course, also brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. If you are smart right now, are you watching the prices of gold, silver, platinum, palladium, titanium, hips? For us that need titanium hips. And by the way, folks, just don't tell anyone, but soon, like next week, it's going to be, speaking of titanium hips, it's going to be Steve Quayle's birthday next week. So, well, we got to also, like, throw a surprise party for him. But don't tell him I said that, okay? All right. Yes, Renaissance Precious Metals, the place to go for all of your gold and silver needs. So, back to our guest tonight. By the way, Joe had to take some time off. It was pre-scheduled. We forgot to tell you that at the initial point of the broadcast. So it's just me finishing up with the two guests, Steve Quayle and Dave Hodges. Steve, right before the break, you were talking about four-star general, helicopter, special equipment, looking down, seeing stuff that, you know, we don't know exists. Do you want to finish that thought?
Sure, and Doug, you're clipping on me. Todd, if you can give me a little more volume from Doug, I'd appreciate it.
Sorry.
He's kind of, I'm sorry, you're going in out on me, but here's the deal. Four-star generals, special helicopters, special tomographic capabilities. It's like basically CAT scanning, being able to CAT scan the levels beneath you. And when he told me how far they can go down underground to see what's underground, it just blew my mind. And I'll just say this, a 10-story building underground, a 20-story building underground, no big deal. And he said that he had had another general on board that he obviously did not supersede, my friend the general in rank, and when they flew out there and he was picking up the guillotines underground, the general who was at Fort Hood, my friend was stationed at a different place, basically said, well, you're not cleared to see this. And my friend the general said, and you're not cleared to see my instruments whatsoever. And obviously a four-star outranks a three-star. So they got in a bit of a scuffle, but he said, I can tell you, Steve, I saw the execution chambers. Now listen, I'm not making this up. You think this is all BS, take it to the Lord in prayer. And he said there were guillotines in aisles, and they were set up. So the ones that, you know, are set up, and then Fort Huachuca, there are people that have broken ranks in the military. So, Doug, all I can say to you is this. We are seeing the full functionality of the getting back. I asked the most evil man in the world I ever interviewed once. I said, what's the deal with all you guys and cutting people's heads off? And basically, it goes back to the idea of, in the Garden of Eden, you know, the serpent's head being crushed, obviously, by the heel. And the thing that's interesting of Jesus is that they want payback. This is the same reason why they honor the number 33. Jesus was 33. You know, some people say 33 and a half, close enough for me. And the point is that when the devil, when Jesus laid down his life, the devil rejoiced. And I think someday we need to do a show on what happened to Jesus after he gave up his life on the Calvary. So before he ascended, he descended. But that's neither here nor there for tonight. No, I mean, it's obviously here, but it's not the topic of tonight. So what's really amazing to me is you're watching right before your eyes the rise of the caliphate. That is the global control of the entire world by Islam. No modifiers in front of it. You're also watching the amazing stupidity of provocateurs trying to basically encircle Russia, and Russia saying, I think Putin's exact words were, playtime is over today. Some people say, well, within a half an hour, I've calculated distance, I know some of the velocities of the Soviet Russian missiles, and bottom line is we're talking 15 to 18 minutes. Those of you who are in the military know that Russia has reserved first nuclear strike use. So when they do that, they have got to basically make a move and make it quickly. So the only ones who have to gain by global nuclear war, believe it or not, is the caliphate of Islam, because they believe that their Mahdi can only return after a global conflagration. So is it so far-fetched? A Muslim dynasty within the United States government providing him who they see as the new caliph of global Islam with the weapons and setting this whole thing up? I don't believe so. I think that's what we're watching. So, you know, again, I think it's one of the most critical issues right now in the world. If those of you want to learn about nuclear weapons, you can just type in U.S. nuclear weapons in Wikipedia, or you can go on my website, stevequayle.com, which brings me to another issue. The temperature in the United States, we are seeing the atmosphere microwaved. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Drought leads to famine. Famine leads to disease. The time of being able to even look at normalcy in shipping, in getting food, is running out. The ability to get good food that hasn't been basically test-tubized, you know, bastardized beans, you know, and everything else that goes along, you know, gross grains. The thing that's happening is that slowly but surely, the American diet is being absolutely directed towards that which will only engender death. So I encourage you, you know, you can go on my website and go to Numana Foods, and they're the ones company. And look, here's why I'm giving an infomercial. I cannot believe the amount of people, Doug, that don't get it. They don't understand the basic lines of supply. They don't understand how it gets from the fields, the trucks, you know, pretty much take it to the shelves of the supermarkets. We're even seeing selective places in the country having difficulty getting certain foodstuffs. Wouldn't you happen to know those are the bastions of freedom? So, you know, starving your enemy into submission, Stalin did it to the Ukraine. We've watched it all along through the history repeat itself over and over again, and yet the Americans still think that, you know, as long as the golden arches are golden and, you know, whatever name of the food store has got, you know, the magic button as they press on their computer, and voila, food shows up in the shelf, produce in the produce thing, and everything becomes fine. They consider it a video game reset. Just one problem with the video game reset: when you unplug the video game, there's no reset. They're getting ready to unplug the food. So I would encourage everybody to go on my website and give Ryan a call, 406-581-0182. It's on my website, 406-581-0182. And absolutely start recognizing the basics of preparation always begin with food. Go ahead, Dave.
You're absolutely right. Food, water will do you in faster than anything. But I also believe that we can prepare, and Steve, I want to give you a plug here because it's so valuable. What I tell my listeners every Sunday is convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals, because there are a lot of us that are going to survive the initial whatever comes, and you're going to want to have some form of currency or something that will be accepted like currency when you come out of it. So Steve's Renaissance Precious Metals is where I choose to do business, and I try to encourage my listeners to do the same thing. And I would add one more mineral to that, too, and that would be lead. Because when holy hell breaks out, and I do believe it's possible that we're going to be involved in the Civil War. In fact, I think it's more than possible. I think it's likely that they're going to cordon off the cities. This is what I've been told by my sources, and they're going to let us fight it out for about 6 months. You're going to have to defend your own property. And we take classes at Shooter's World, and I would recommend that people get trained, and you've got to be tactical. And these are the times that we live in. I'm sorry to say this. I'm not advocating for violence, but the Bible allows for self-defense. And if you think because you got food and water, you're going to be respected, think again. You're going to be a target. So I agree with what you're saying, Steve, about the preparation, and people need to do it now. Absolutely. And Numana is a great way to go with the food. And I recommend that people have a year to 2 years food for each individual in their family. And I mean, that's every individual in your family. And then you better have seeds. Because if you have a protracted conflict, then you're going to be able to have to plant seeds. So you need to become self-sufficient. In fact, actually, what you should be doing also is practicing being off the grid for a weekend. Make it a family activity. Because, you know, when this goes down, if we have a civil war in this country, you will lose your power. They will cut power. And I'll tell you, it's a whole different world when you've got to operate without power. So I would really encourage people to say, okay, the likelihood is the economy is going to crash. The Baltic Dry Index, which is the best measure of international trade, is near zero. Nothing is moving. I don't know what's keeping this economy afloat right now. I think they're just trying to get through the election, maybe the inauguration. But it's going to crash. I agree with Gerald Celente. It's any day. We could wake up tomorrow and there'd be a bank holiday. I mean, it could happen that quickly. I mean, Steve, what do you think? Do you think it could go that quickly?
Well, I do, and here's the deal. I think they're going to do a Band-Aid, and this is what Ross Powell has talked about, Doug, on your show. He's one of your sponsors also, is that the litigation and legislation is already in place to take everyone's 401, IRA, all their KEO, in essence, defined benefit plan, and just to simply take it and issue a government bond in its place. Now, Roth, and basically as a company, and this is critical, Every day I get emails, Dave, I'm sure you do too. I have 800,000, I have 200,000, I have 20,000 in my IRA and KEO. And obviously there are people that don't have IRAs and KEOs. My recommendation right off the top is anything that you can spare, don't worry about buying gold or silver if it's under $1,000. Buy food, get Campbell's, and I know there's very little nutrition. Go get Progresso or some of the supposed organic soups, but get soups. Get something that you can eat out of a can if you have to. But Ross Powell's got a company named Survival 401k, and Ross has been instrumental in telling people how they can get control. Most people believe they have an IRA, KEO, 401k, that it has to be left with a third-party custodian. That's not true. So, ladies and gentlemen, the government already plans to steal the $18, $19 trillion that's in that fund to cover the budget deficit so they can buy some more time. And, Dave, you and I have talked about this on your show. People don't get it. When they say, well, they can't do that, they've already done it. The legislation already exists. So, ladies and gentlemen, go on my show, your show, but go on my website, survival401k.com, or you can call Ross at 844-650-5733, 844-650-5733. Dave, you brought up a point that's really critical. Christians, you're in the sniper scope for the New World Order. What are you going to do? What am I going to do? What are we going to do when basically without the universal whatever it is, the mark of the beast, the technology already exists. It's just the implementation. I tell everybody, it will be mandatory, but it will also be voluntary. It's simple. You don't take it, you don't buy, rent, sell, or trade. That's what the Bible says. Well, how will God feed us supernaturally? How will God lead us supernaturally? But there's too much history to prove that those who had gold and silver, why do you think they keep hammering the prices? Dave, it's interesting. Every time they hammer the spot prices down, more gold and silver, physical, goes into some very strong hands. And I can tell you point blank, the day will come, I don't know if it's 3 months, 6 months, but the day will come when people will see that it's blown up and they won't be able to get it. Silver is for barter, gold is for savings. People ask me one question, I want to answer this, I want to be clear. How will I use it to go to the supermarket and buy something? Number one, there won't be supermarket. There will only be government, the equivalent of PXs. You won't go there. You'll be bartering with people who do go there and who understand what silver and gold is worth. What happens if they make it illegal? Here's my answer to that. You're illegal. Everything you have, everything you are. Remember, Dave, we screamed about National Defense Authorization, what, 1867? Yeah. And remember when we screamed about all the things that they can do under executive orders, and you've run so many stories. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave didn't do this just to say, gee, what can I write about? The point is there's a theme to what he writes. There's a theme to what we talk about on this show. And the most important thing to remember is this. Again, for every Christian out there, I can only address them because this is where the specific Bible verse was geared to, is that God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject it. And that's the bottom line. And you can't get any more bottom than the bottom line. So that's why, you know, I've chosen to overuse that statement because they just absolutely still don't get it. And the haves will become the absolute targets of the have-nots. And if you think rifle hunters, archery hunters, you're going to go out and get that buck or the doe or you're going to go get an elk in the high country, you think again, the plan of these evil, demonic monsters is to kill all of the game off in the woods. We saw that with the test of CJD and chronic wasting disease in Wyoming. We saw it, we've seen it, whirling disease in the fish. We've seen a bubonic plague that very few people know about that's been intentionally recently introduced into groundhogs, squirrels, gopher populations. We've heard about anthrax being absolutely infecting specific herds in Montana, only to have black ops guys come in and kill the herds, dig big ditches, put the carcasses in and try and contain it. So the point is that just because everything seems somewhat normal, look at Pokemon. We're not going into that in detail, but look at the mass mind control of a virtual herd of humans being stampeded to do the most insane and stupid stuff in the world. And everybody, Dave, still doesn't get it, that is the absolute implementation of the Central Intelligence Agency and others testing their programming, so when, you know, you become the man they poke, there's no reset on that either. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you're so right about the reset, and the reset's coming. There's something else I want to warn people about, too, and I've written about it 3-4 years ago, and I may have to resurface this. And it's how they're going to get you to go to a FEMA camp. The first thing that they're going to do, there's two things, I think, their primary strategies. One is you don't have food, you're not prepared, and you're starving, and you have no choice. And to me, that's the best reason to go to Numana right now. So you're not made a victim of not having resources. That's one thing. But there's something else that I've written about, and it was Operation Mountain Guardian. And it's using your kids to get you in a FEMA camp. And I used to think it was wise for me to, you know, for parents to protect their children. I don't think that anymore. I think that the kids need to be told the reality of the times they live in. Let me give you an example of what happened with Operation Mountain Guardian. The same thing happened at Giants Football Stadium at the same time in September of 2011. What happened in Denver was FEMA took control of the Denver public school buses, and they brought the buses to the campuses, and it was mid-morning, and they emptied out some, not all, of the elementary schools, and they took them to Sports Authority Field, where they held these kids. Now, they didn't mistreat them. They fed them. They had them play games and stuff, and to the kids, it was an adventure. But no one bothered to tell the parent. Now, I can tell you, you try to take your kid out of school for a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day, you got to show, you know, about 9 identifications and sign 15 forms. And yet they let FEMA waltz in there and take these kids without one shred of authorization from the parents. Now, they also hired, and Aaron Dykes actually did a video on this when he was with InfoWars. Aaron had a video where he interviewed at Sports Authority Field a woman who was hired as a crisis parent actor, pretending that she needed to get in to get her kids, and how can you do this to us, and so forth. But they didn't have to have the actress for very long, because you guys can imagine what happened when the parents showed up and their kids had a dentist appointment that day, or they had a doctor's appointment, and they said, well, sorry, your kid's not here. What? My kid's not here? Where's my kid? Well, the government took them to Sports Authority Field. That's how they're going to get the parents into the FEMA camps. And they're going to take advantage of the fact that you don't have resources, and they're going to use your kids. Now, in every school district that I know of, what they do to practice for this now, since Operation Mountain Guardian, is they have these bus evacuation drills at the school. And I tell my kid, you go hide, hang out in the bathroom, you're not to get on a bus. And parents need to tell their kids that if you're told to get on a bus and your parent hasn't told you it's okay, you look at that bus and you run like hell in the other direction. And so there's some educating that we need to do among our children, because they will use the children against us to leverage us. And one more point I want to make here, too. People have accused me, and probably for some good reason, except the facts are on my side, that I have overstated the threat of FEMA camps to so many people. Well, during Jade Helm, it came to my attention, and I had architects that would talk to me privately but not go on the record because they wanted to keep working, that there were conversions going on in old strip malls that have been closed, in malls that were still open, where they're putting guard towers on them. And there was this mall, I made a big deal about this, it's north of Tucson, outside Marana, and they had these five guard towers. And I asked these architects, I said, why would they do such a thing? And they said, it's stupid. It doesn't serve any aesthetic reasons, there's no attractiveness to it, there's no functionality to it. And they said, unless, Dave, you're right, these are going to be turned into FEMA camps. Schools are going to be turned into FEMA camps. If you don't believe me, look at the fencing around your school and try to climb out as well as climb in. It's a two-way fence that's at the schools. And let me go even further. And, Steve, you know I've written about this. We've talked about this in other shows. Every major league sports franchise in 2012, from the NBA to the NFL to Major League Baseball to the Hockey League, they all signed an agreement with DHS to allow their facilities to be used for housing. In fact, Simon Properties, who's the largest owner of malls and strip centers in North America, signed the same exact agreement in the same year. So they're not planning, people talk about 800 FEMA camps. You're going to see everyday structures converted to where they are going to house millions of us. And I'll close with this before I throw it back to Steve. Bill Ayers, as we know from the Weatherman Underground, from the late Larry Grathwall, who I had on our show quite a few times, and I know you guys know him. Larry said he asked Bill Ayers, the man who launched Barack Obama's political campaign from his living room, if you ever win, and this is when he was with the Weatherman, what will you do? And he said, well, the first thing we'll have to do is put about 50 million Americans into re-education camps in the Southwest, and we'll probably have to do away with, meaning murder, half of them. And these were 1968 population numbers. Steve?
Well, number one, I concur with that. And here's the critical thing. In 1968, would someone look up right now for me while Dave and I and Doug are on what 1968's population is, unless you know, Dave? Because if you do a basic...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm going to say
well,
it's 180 million,
talking.
But that's just a ballpark guess.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm trying to put, and you said it. Ladies and gentlemen, Saul Alinsky worships Lucifer. Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton worships Lucifer.
200 million.
In one of, I'm sorry.
200 million. 200 million.
200 million. Okay, so we're what up another 130 million?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, so 200 million. Let's say I think I saw Ayers a statement. I thought it was 30 million, but let's just say this. So it's 50-60 million people. Why is there no outrage that the people that are in government, who you're planning on electing Democrats, who you're planning on electing traitorous Republicans, plan to openly kill as many people? By the way, Dave, did you see that Ted Cruz got off Air Force One with Obama, the other day?
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, you really believe that he was telling the truth?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly. Well, let's not forget Heidi Cruz, CFR, Goldman Sachs.
Yes. But back to the Weather Underground, okay? I can see how, here's how I think it's been done. When I started on talk radio, it's when Bo Gritz or Bo Gritz had his show too. And obviously there were Chinese freighters that were intercepted in, I believe it was Vancouver, Canada, but the other one, the big one that got through was in Long Beach. They used one as a giveaway, but one as a, if you will, that, what would you call it, a decoy. One was a decoy and one was the real McCoy. There you go. And the amount of weaponry that went in that I was talking to, you know, it's people, I can't know, Dave can't know this stuff unless people tell us. And Doug, people with, I'm going to deal with this vaguely, you know what I'm doing right now. People with specialized compartmentalized intelligence and who are absolutely TS and above, you guys are 26 levels below what the top security clearances are. And not only that, there is a supernatural element to some of these security clearances where you don't get in, and literally to some of the bases, especially some of the underground bases, unless you're a full-fledged Luciferian. And even some of those people have very few, but some of them come to Jesus before they died. One of the most telling and compelling deathbed testimonials of a high-ranking CIA agent is in my book, Xenogenesis. That's what Doug wrote the introduction to. And also, ladies and gentlemen, talking about rainbows and the absolute war on God. It's pretty interesting that they got to take the dirt that God spoke into existence, form it into metals, form the metals into machines, form the machines into killing machines, take the killing machines and give them AI, you know, artificial intelligence. And then, guess what? The good news is you've got demon-possessed machines coming. So, you know, you think Christine was a little scary. Wait until you see what's happening. And wait until you find out this, that this nation, because it rejected the living God. Dave, I went on record as saying before anybody ever saw the open purge of Christians by the military, I gave a word, and it's what I received in my heart and the spirit. People can try it. People can call me a false prophet. I never claimed it was a prophecy. I said, this is what the Lord spoke to my heart. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I'm glad I'm a sheep. I just don't want to be a sheep with the flock that runs off the cliff. I want to be the sheep with, obviously, a bulletproof vest and an M134 chain gun, okay? That's the kind of sheep. You've probably seen that cartoon. So the thing that's interesting to me is the fact that people have got to recognize that all these plans are absolutely in place, you know? And some people will say this, I'll quote, you know, people, I've been listening to this kind of thing for a while now, and while I sense it logically, I don't see any evidence. What do you say, Dave, to the people that say, I don't see any evidence? And this guy's honestly, I think, wanting an answer.
Well, it's interesting because I could write an article of 1,000 words and have 20 hypertext links in there, and people will say, you're saying things without proof.
Right.
There are no one so blind as those that will not see. You know, and you talked a lot about having eyes to see, and a lot of people have cognitive dissonance, which means basically when their worldview is disrupted by facts that don't correspond with their worldview, that they choose to retreat and go into total denial. And this is a lot of what we see is the cognitive dissonance crowd. I mean, they're convinced also, too, by the neuro-linguistic programming of the term conspiracy theorists. I remember one day I was talking to a colleague, and something came up about Kennedy, and I brought up the Kennedy assassination. He goes, oh, you must be one of those conspiracy theorists. I'm going, this is as mainstream as it gets. I mean, more Americans agree on this conspiracy than probably any other, but yet there's the neuro-linguistic programming. I mean, the idea, and the CIA came up with this, the conspiracy theory term, to basically condition us to think that in no case, two bad people will never get together to plan to do anything nefarious. So I guess the two bank robbers that go together to rob a bank in the same car just coincidentally showed up in the car. You know, Jim Mars has a real good line. He says, you're either a conspiracy theorist and correct, or you're a coincidence theorist and naive. And I agree with what Jim said on that.
I echo that and second that. Here's the thing. The truth is always painful to those who choose to believe a lie, okay? I want to say that again. The truth is always painful to those who choose to believe a lie, because a lie is a fool's paradise. And again, Doug, I'm referring to something that you sent me, okay?
Right.
There is so much evidence out there. And I don't believe that, you know, you can make up the evidence of the entire military being depleted of all loyal officers to the Constitution. You can't see the feminization of the military, not to know. You cannot see the provocation. Since this brother is in, a military intel agency, he should be able to obviously know the basics. And I'm not picking on you, sir. I don't know your name. I don't need to know your name. But if 200 nuclear weapons, including H-bombs, up until the W-91 supposedly was abandoned, that wasn't an H-bomb, but that was the state-of-the-art nuclear warheads. That's just what you know about. And specialized compartmental intelligence, SCI, that's how people can build a, let's say, a robot that is the ultimate killing machine. And while one guy's worried about how the knee articulates or the elbow articulates, the other guy is trying to figure out how to make a jam-free weapon. The other guy's trying to figure out what safeguards to put into its AI programming or non-safeguards. So the thing is that, when someone says they've been listening to this stuff for a while now, I would say this, then obviously you're not looking at all of the evidence that's supplied. The UN vehicles are really in this country. The UN Charter, the Small Arms Agreement, the giving over. And by the way, let's talk about the most interesting statement that has been made lately about our angels are stronger than their angels. Did you see that, Dave? Did you see that, Doug?
No, I have not seen that.
No.
But
well,
I want to know about
guess
it.
Guess what? Guess who said that? The Vice President of the United States. And so what angels is he talking about? I mean, you're talking about people that, to a large extent, are atheists, but the ones that aren't, he's talking about the fallen angels. He's talking about the left's angels are greater than the right. Sounds to me like, he's hearing a tape recording from the Great Rebellion in Heaven. I'm talking about Biden. So the point is that, see, that kind of stuff, by the grace of God, doesn't slip me. Okay, why would the Vice President of the United States, talking about balance of power, even bring up the whole thing of fallen angels? Well, I'll tell you why, real simply. Because that's who's dictating foreign policy to all the world's leaders. You think Angela Merkel is doing this, destroying her country because, she's that dumb? It's planned. Or France, or any of the other areas around the country. They're doing it because they know that they must bring down the old to bring in the new. It's out of the ashes of the old will the phoenix, the new world order, rise. That's why it's orchestrated. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why all of you who are Christians should pour your heart out to God and say, Lord, please stop Hillary Clinton. And if you want to see a good example of a really beautiful picture, go on Drudge and see Jerry Tings from Philly. And you'll see Debbie, whatever her name is, Wasserman, cross-sided. And she looks like she's, demonized. That's the only word I look. Okay, so look at it. Just go and look at it if you're on your computer. But so to get back to the main point, there are people that have top secret clearance that is absolutely meaningless in the world of what I would call the supernatural realm, the realm where you deal with things that go bump in the night. The world of security clearances is you're cleared to a certain level and you're allowed to access that. I would guess too, Doug, because of his email, he doesn't have crypto clearance, and he certainly doesn't have. When he answers you on those questions, I won't repeat them on the air. Have you already sent them to him?
No, but I will.
No, but you will. Once he answers those, then I'll speak to that, but not giving the answer that you know, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it's just simply this. It doesn't do any good. Jesus said it this way. If I've told you earthly things, you believe me not. How can I tell you heavenly things? If you don't have enough sense to know that a Christian who wants to blow the brains out of somebody else and then say, hallelujah, Jesus, there's something wrong. Now, I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm talking about there's so much lack of discernment that by the grace of God, I pray that God gives us discernment. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, even hard to know where to start. With regard to Biden's angels comment, I'm going to go back to an old friend of mine named Vance Davis. And I heard Vance on Art Bell's show, and I believe the year was 93. And, of course, I had that information about my father's role, working with Nazi scientists and the information being given to the secret space program and so forth. And I had to keep my mouth shut because my mother was still living off his captain's pension. So I heard Vance on Art Bell's show, and he's going through, and I said, man, this guy, if he didn't know my dad, he sure knows about the work. And on that basis, I reached out to him. And then Vance and I started a relationship. He was living in Phoenix on the opposite side of town. We used to get together on weekends and share information. But what he told me is, first of all, he used to be in the NSA. And when he was in the NSA and stationed in Germany, he was told in a briefing, and this was a briefing given to several agents, that the conflict that's going on the planet, and this goes right to Biden's comments, was a fight between good and evil that started out in the cosmos. Boy, that's really similar to what Biden is saying. And he said this was taught to NSA agents at that time as dogma. This was part of their indoctrination. I don't know, Steve, if you've ever heard that before, but this is a guy, I don't talk to Vance much anymore, maybe once a year, but this guy I talk to every week, several times a week often, for 15 years. I got to know him really well, and I know he wasn't making this up. In fact, he ended up, because of what he learned, deserting his post with six other people, and he was imprisoned. But because they didn't want to take him to trial, and this is before the NDAA, HW offered him a pardon. And then Clinton enacted the pardon because he had too much damning information. So this is something that I think that people need to know. When Steve says that on the planet this is ultimately a spiritual battle, it's a fight between good and evil, yeah, even the NSA recognizes that.
Well, and then let me quote Joe Biden. This is in Sydney, Australia, July 20th, okay? This was on a policy speech. Vice President Joe Biden told Australians on Wednesday that the better angels in America will prevail in the divisive election unfolding U.S. as he wrapped up his tour of Australia with a plea that human dignity transcends xenophobia in both countries. Again, listen to that. Better angels in America will prevail. Well, it looks like Hillary and her fits of whatever, rage, brain damage, demon possession, all the above. You know, in my opinion, this is what we're watching. We're watching it play out right now. So, you know, again, there's nothing more I can say about that, but here's the deal. You know, I get emails from people. You can do a simple search. You know, put that up on your website, please. I want to see it. No, what I want to do is start provoking people to act prayerfully. I want to make that clear. And discernedly. And start to make a difference because God's giving you His direction. Look, I don't want Barabbas. I want Jesus. I want to say that again. I don't want Barabbas. I want Jesus. And if you look at the situation with Barabbas, okay, he wanted to kick the Romans out, went to war, killed a bunch of them. But Jesus is the only way we're going to prevail. Now, look, I believe you know this, Doug, Joe, Dave. I believe in self-defense to no end, okay? I believe every woman who's listening to this, regardless of age, if she can lift her hand, she needs to get a firearm for her personal protection. I believe that the head of the household, if he doesn't, will be worse than an infidel in that he failed to protect his family. There is no way the mind of man, there is none. The angel that appeared to Dmitry Dudeman on several occasions says, the mind of man cannot even embrace or comprehend that which is getting ready to happen on earth. The mind of man. You know, so Dave, if I say this to you, and Doug, I want to ask you this. Let me ask Doug first. If I make the statement to you that an angel appeared to a man of God, and Dmitry Dudeman, and a proven man of God, you know, and made that statement, what would your first intellectual response be, or what was it? Because I think you've heard it before.
Well, you know, my humanly inclination, and I'm not sure if this is what you're looking for, but my human inclination would be to first doubt the whole set of circumstances, but then come to terms with it as well as a Christian knowing the times. Is that what you're asking? But regardless of that, you know, that to me confirms the legitimacy of what the Bible says in the end of days, that we are going to be, you know.
Sure, but you can't really wrap your mind around the statement, can you?
No. And that's kind of what I meant to say, is the fact that, you know, I'm looking at this from an earthly, confined, limited perspective basis. Exactly. I can't wrap my mind around this without without help.
Because the statement has so many ramifications that are... Now, Dave, if I ask you the same question, what are the first things that come to mind? And to wrap your mind around it, I mean, listen, I don't think anybody can, so there's no secret answer, okay? But I'm just trying to show people by obviously asking you guys, provoking them to see that if an angel of heaven told a man of God, supernaturally attested to, and there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, and Jesus said, except the days be shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive, we're seeing everything that's coming out of artificial intelligence, singularity, the Borg, hybrids, chimeras, the whole nine yards. So, Dave, what does that immediately bring to your thought and your voice?
Well, what comes into my mind is the evisceration of the human race as we know it. When you talk about singularity and AI and transhumanism and so forth, that's about... Well, I'm going to back up to something that Vance Davis told me. And this is before the term transhumanism was ever in vogue. This is back in the mid-90s. He said that the bad guys out there in the cosmos, the prize of the universe is the soul. And they have tried for eons to learn how to extract our soul and destroy it, and they can't. And I believe from what Vance told me, and this is now my summation, and I would tie right into what you're asking me, that since the Luciferians can't extract the soul and destroy God's precious creation, they have to destroy human beings and hope that that's the closest they can get to getting our soul. They don't care about killing you. If they could get the soul, they know that you're mortal and you're going to die off anyway, but they want our soul. And in fact, I'll tell you, my mind drifts to one other area too. We have colonists, not immigrants, coming into this country that have their own constitution to supplant what we have. They don't want the American Constitution. They want Sharia law. And it's the same kind of takeover. It's a takeover of us politically, socially, and spiritually. That's what, to answer your question, sorry about the long drawn answer, but that's the mindset I get.
No, it's important. Take your time.
Yeah, that's what I hear when I hear this, that it is the total takeover of our culture and ultimately our soul. This is what they're after.
Would it say anything to the both of you if I told you the very first attempt at that in the electromagnetic quasi-spiritual realm? And I want everybody to look at this. Look up Soul Catcher, S-O-U-L, I think it was hyphenated, C-A-T-C-H-E-R, and I'm going by memory almost 20 years ago, British Telecom. Look that up, because the very thing you said, Dave, was the very name that British Telecom or whoever basically was looking at doing. Now, let me share this, why they can't do it. There are the hidden things of God that the mind of man cannot understand. They can get everything down. They think they've got it all. Remember when they used to say on the editing of a human genome that there were junk genes, only to find out what the brain children of perdition said, well, these are just no good, only to find out that those were the most important genes of all because they had everything to do with longevity. Remember that?
Yes.
So here's what the genetic advancements that are made are very, very difficult for people to comprehend. But the fact that they can't comprehend something doesn't mean it's not happening. Because if people only believe what they see. So the thing, here's how the Lord explained it to me. Take it to Him in prayer. Take it to Him in prayer. I said, Lord, what does that even mean? You know, I write about history, ancient, you know, horrible stuff in history, Aztec, Incan, Mayan, other human sacrifices, cannibalism in the South Seas, in the, you know, Mesoamerican desert, giants, all that stuff. And the Lord said, Steve, imagine everything you know and everything you've read on all the greatest wars in history, all the greatest struggles in history, all the bloodshed and slaughter. He said, and then multiply it by 1,000. And I said, Lord, I can't do that. I can't do the math in my head. I short out. And He said, exactly. There is no framework. And here's how the Lord asked me, take it, Lord, in prayer. There is no framework that you can even contain let alone understand the nature and the depravity of evil, when woe unto you in the inhabitants of the earth, when the devil and his angels come down on earth. Right now they're here, but wait until they don't get to go back and forth, and they're all contained to the earth, and the majority of them showing up in the United States, which has become a habitation of devils.
Wow. That is so well put, a habitation of devils.
Well, yeah, I didn't do that. John the Revelator did that one, brother.
I love that saying. That's so descriptive. And I'll tell you what that puts me in the mind of, guys, is Hillary Clinton and what Roger Stone has been saying and others who know Hillary Clinton, fourth degree coven witch. I mean, do we need any stronger connection to the occult and to evil in its pure form than that? This is why, you know, I mean, people say, well, Trump is this and Trump is that. And listen, Trump has rough edges. I agree. And Trump is, I think, by my estimation, a baby Christian. But I will tell you this, God can use whoever he wants, and he sure ain't using Hillary. And I don't think Christians need to know anything else. But here's something that I think people need to realize. Is that there's a general rule of thumb, and in fact, Mike Adams echoed this on my show last night. He said Republicans feel that when they go up against Democrats because the elections are so rigged, they got to win by 6%. I got new figures. A Stanford study came out, and I've written about this, and they studied the primary between Sanders and Clinton. And in states where they just had paper ballots, the projected polls predicted the outcome. But in states where they used the electronic voting machines, Clinton exceeded expectations by over 9%. And to make matters worse, the two largest voting machine manufacturers are Clinton supporters. So let's take this and translate it into why we got a job ahead of us to do in the next 4 months, is that I believe we're going to have to win this election by at least 10% and probably more. Well, those are huge numbers. And then we have some real obstacles facing us, too, and I've written about this as well, too. I mean, supporting Hillary with money, the military-industrial complex, the banks. She's got 101 million people who are working-age adults who don't have full-time work and are living off the labors of the rest of us. And they, a lot of them don't vote. But the ones who will vote for the gravy train to continue. Then, of course, they've got the border jumpers, you know, what I call undocumented Democrats, and you don't have to show ID at the voting polls anymore. Those are people that are going to illegally vote. I mean, they're going to pull every dirty trick in the book. And if we don't do our job in the next 4 months and amass such overwhelming numbers that no one could rig this election, we're going to have Satan's best representative in the Oval Office.
You know what, Dave, let me jump in here because we only have about 3 minutes at the top of the hour. Dave, I'm going to address this to you because this I find so incredible to see. What do you make of this, Dave, where you see the acrimonious stuff going on in Philadelphia today, and Steve pointed out with Wasserman Schultz and, you know, the email stuff with the WikiLeaks. I guess I can understand that. I have a question for Steve later about the WikiLeaks thing, but who originated that. But my question to you, Dave, is this. How is it possible? You've got this massive support for atheist, socialist, Luciferian. Well, I guess atheist and Luciferian wouldn't work out. What's the big deal about where's the support for Bernie Sanders coming from? From Americans here. I mean, I understand, but
psychologist's point of view, I can tell you this. I had a professor in my undergraduate days, Robert Mirich. What a great man he was. And he had a saying. He said that Americans live for Friday. And he said, that's why most of you won't accomplish any meaningful goals, because you don't have anything that's long-term. You're just living to get by. And I think that a lot of the people who are on the government dole and so forth, they live until Friday. And then their life is their own. And this is what I think the answer to your question is that we are hedonistic, instant gratification oriented, and we don't understand the long-term implications. I mean, I can see what this country is going to be like in 2 years with Hillary Clinton as a president. Most people don't even look 2 years ahead in their own life.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess it's really no secret to see this. We've been indoctrinated in schools with socialism. It's a handout to everyone. It's incredible the fact that this country has been so brainwashed, programmed, and dumbed down to the extent that we have, and we have allowed it, folks. You know, it's the Christians out there. To me, it's a large part of this, and I don't want to take your guys' time up, but to me, it's a large part of this. The responsibility for what we're seeing taking place lies in the laps of Christians who are not going out and saying, "Look, we can't have this. We can't have this infant, unborn murderous stuff going on. We can't allow this. We can't allow to be bullied in the pulpits." I guess that's a play on words. So all of this combined, I guess there's plenty of blame to go around, but I would start in our own house, and that's the house with the men capable of making a stand and not saying anything. Folks, you're listening to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, and Dave Hodges, thecommonsenseshow.com. We're going to be right back.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.